Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which might be a children's song or a folk song or maybe something from pop music or even a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone whose job it is to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Lee Norin is joining us from Chicago. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing just fine, thank you. I know music is a big part of your life. Tell me about music in your world.
Well, I've been playing piano for well over 30 years. I stopped counting after 30. Like, that's long enough to let people know. I've taught at the university level, but I have just private students now, and I'm kind of between careers, and in the meantime, my church loves my playing, so I'm doing a lot of playing from my church.
Oh, that's terrific. So music is and always has been central to your life.
Very much so, yes.
Well, see if you can make heads or tails or both of this piano puzzler. See if you can guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking here. And Lee, I don't know what's coming either, so we can work on this together if need be. And right. If we really get stumped, we can ask for musical clues as well.
Okay.
So Lee, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
All right. All right, very good.
Meant to be slightly a humorous one.
So what do you think, Lee? What'd you hear in there?
That would have to be Consider Yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, from Oliver? Yeah.
Oliver, that's it. In high school, I actually had to arrange Food Glorious Food. So I happen to have a little bit of Oliver stuck in my head yet.
So Consider Yourself from the musical Oliver, we got the tune. Now, what about the composer whose style Bruce was working on there?
Well, when you first started playing, I thought I heard a little Leonard Bernstein in there, but after listening you through, I would have to lean closer to Beethoven.
I think I would lean right on top of Beethoven.
Yeah, because I've played a lot of his sonatas. In fact, I was going to start relearning the Appassionata.
Well, there's another one that this is based very closely
on. Very close on, yeah.
And there's a sonata called the Waldstein.
Waldstein, okay.
Yeah, and it starts.
That's it, right.
And it also goes up here.
There you go.
And then. So
very
basically,
nice.
I did the Waldstein with Consider Yourself.
Very nice, I like that.
And I made a lot of severe cuts everywhere because I used some of my favorite parts of the Waldstein.
Well, Bruce, I've got to ask you, do the comparisons to songs come to you as you're playing the classical music or vice versa?
Well, you know, I've been writing puzzlers for 4 years now, and they have their own little corner of my cerebral cortex. So sometimes you know, in this case, my daughter wanted me to use something from Oliver, and I was thinking, and then I thought, well, what if I split that up and put this later? And then I thought, well, what about changing the register? And then I thought, oh, perfect. and then it became the Waldstein. And then I had to cram the rest of it in there.
Hey, do I get an extra point if I guess the key you're playing in?
Sure.
So sounds like C major across the phone lines here.
Yes, it's C major, and so is the Waldstein Sonata.
So is Waldstein. Yeah, I have never played the Waldstein, just like the Passionata and some of the earlier ones. And, of course, Moonlight, everybody's played that.
Well, I hope hundreds of pianists who've never played the Waldstein will run out and play it today.
I may have to go dig it out of my collection myself.
It's a pretty fantastic piece, yeah.
Well, Lee, thanks for playing our piano puzzler. You got the tune, you got the composer, you got everything you can get. You even got the key. So,
all right. Sounds good, Bruce. It's a marvelous thing you did. It's very creative. I like that.
Thanks.
Lee Noren from Chicago, thanks for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.